I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
On this episode of the Heat Check, man, Steph's injury is a bigger deal than we thought, huh? Warriors without Steph. Certified buns like lottery cheeks. They lost a who without who and who? Also, Lakers have a huge weekend. Beat the Bucks going up and down with Dame Lillard in their face. Blocked him at the end of the game and then get into an ugly dogfight against the Timberwolves. Are the Lakers the most dangerous team from the sixth seed down? We also get into a bunch of news, some heartbreaking injury news from around the league. A lot to get into, Anthony. Big wins this weekend, Anthony. Drop that motherfucking beat. This should be Rihanna. Alert, alert. We start the show with some injury news that came during the slate of the afternoon on Sunday. Alperen Şengün, a.k.a. I was part of the Goon Squad. He was having an incredible season. Maybe most improved player level season for the Houston Rockets. And he goes down after challenging Domas Sabonis at the rim. And folks, we have as worst of an image as you can get. The send him out in the wheelchair, hands in the head, towel over the face while he was wheeled off. Just never a good sign. The only, like, somewhat strange thing that happened at the end was the towel guy clearly just missed the moment, just threw the towel right at Şengün's lap. Just, there you go. It fucking sucks, though, in general. Right knee seemed to buckle. Currently undergoing an MRI on his right knee and ankle. Maybe, just maybe, it's nothing. It looked really bad, but we can always hope for the best. More on this in the next episode, I am sure. Big news, though, because the Houston Rockets were breathing down the necks of the Warriors. So if Şengün goes down, then so do the Rockets. I have been a Şengün fan since well before the draft. He was the youngest player to ever win the Basketball Super League's Most Valuable Player Award in 2021. He was only 18 years old. Huge upside for Şengün. Hope it's nothing serious. Hope he gets back to balling the fuck out soon. All right, let's get in to some stuff about the games. The late night game on Sunday was the Timberwolves versus the Lakers. Timberwolves without Kitty Cat, visiting the Lakers out west, and it reminded us It reminded me, at least, Anthony. Anthony, my producer, who's also a massive Laker fan, also hosts the Lakers Lounge. Give it a shout. Don't give it too much of a shout, though, like, because, like, fuck the Lakers. Anyway, they mollywopped the Wolves, which, to be fair, they were missing, like, 2/5 of their starting five. Ant Edwards was banged up. No Shlomo. No Gobert. Just kind of a banged-up squad. It was a shorthanded team, but I don't care. This Lakers team is a problem. Is a problem. Also, so they were able to go bumping uglies with the Minnesota Timberwolves on a Sunday night, get into a very low-scoring game where Anthony Davis, Data Davis, had the very first 25-25, five steals, five assists game in NBA history. So congratulations for Anthony Davis waking the fuck up. Anyway, so they do that on a Sunday, and what was it, Friday? They beat the Bucks in an up-and-down game where they had to have D'Lo hit a random step-back shot in the paint, and then they blocked the shit out of Dame to end the game. Like, this is a team that's finding its style. Styles make fights, and we had Darvin Ham try to do the little, like, small ball thing. That shit did not work, and now the bigger they go, the more jumbo they go, the more of a problem they are. I don't know who in the West the Lakers can't beat other than Denver. And I tell you what, the Minnesota Timberwolves and most likely the Lakers are both going to be fearing what happens with the top of the West and the bottom of the West. Because if the Minnesota Timberwolves somehow are a 2 seed and the Lakers somehow are a 7 seed, I tell you what, one team is happy about that and the other team is the Minnesota Timberwolves. So you have 5 teams that are pretty much locked into the top 5. And then you've got 3 teams, Suns, Kings, and Mavericks, fighting for the 6th spot. I think that the Kings probably get the 6, which leaves just a hellish, just an absolute brutal play-in tournament with the Suns, the Mavs, the Lakers, and the Warriors, which are 4 of the teams that, like, listen, Adam Silver wants all 4 of those in. If he could take one team out, we know who it would be, wouldn't it? It'd be our Kings. They want him out. They want to get the fuck out of here, you small market Kings. You snuck in 1 year, not this year. You know, they're like, let's get Kevin Durant in. Let's get Luka in. Let's get Steph in. Let's get Braun in. Who cares about De'Aaron Fox and that European guy that's putting up double-doubles 45 straight games? Who cares about him? Anyway, it's crazy. It's absolutely nuts. I think at this moment, the Lakers are the biggest problem in the play-in. Teams like the OKC Thunder do not want to play a team like the Lakers. And then the Lakers, for their part, they are hoping upon hope that they either sneak into a 7 seed play-in where they could be the 7, or that the Nuggets aren't the 1 seed. Because that's night-night sleep mask for the Lakers. But if they pull the Wolves, the Clippers, OKC, Minnesota, like, it's just crazy. The Suns, any of them. LA could beat all of them. It would not surprise me. So, yeah, I think the Lakers are invested into the 1 seed and who they are. So, yeah, wins over the Bucks, wins over the Wolves, all that just prepares them for the play-in. Their goal, of course, I think, is to be the 7 seed, but that's not a given. So, yeah, the play-in is going to be absolutely hellish. It's going to be lit. It's going to be exciting. And if the Lakers come out of it, I would not be surprised if they do some damage.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's move on. Let's talk about our Dubs. Lifelong Dubs fan here, Trista Crick. Our Dubs. Dubs Nation, we have a problem. I saw a tweet today from a friend of show and commander of Dubs Nation, Sam Esfandiari. In response to a tweet that read, Steph going out like Dirk on a sad and mediocre tanking team, which is just kind of an unacceptable tweet, really. Disrespectful, we'll say. Sam, quote, tweeted the following. I hate that it does feel like that. Damn. Damn, Sam, why'd you have to say the truth? Why'd you have to put it on Twitter wax? Well, it's time for some therapy, for Warriors fans, Dub Nation, because the numbers don't lie. We know what it is when Steph's out there, right? Very healthy. He's been very healthy in his ankle braces until turning his ankle against the Bulls, an injury that's probably going to keep him out a week or two, right? But when he's in the game, the Warriors are as dangerous as anyone. This year, Steph's missed four games. Four. The Warriors are 0-4 without him. Losses to Minnesota, OKC, Milwaukee, and this is the one where we knew that things were in real trouble. So the Spurs said before the game, 2 days before, Victor Wembanyama, Wemby, Rookie of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year candidate, he's not playing. He's ruled out. And then before the game, right before the game, shockingly, Devin Vassell, one of their best scorers, also out. So they're rolling out guys that casual Dubs fans have never heard of. Jeremy Sochan and his one-handed free throw shit that he does. Keldon Johnson. Zach Collins. Like, shit, come on. Our Dubs should buzzsaw through this middling. Not even middling would be an over-exaggeration. This team is like the worst in the West. Okay? And what happened? They fucking lost to the San Antonio Spurs without Wemby and without Vassell. That might be the worst loss of the entire year, which has been sprinkled with very disappointing losses so far. And it's not like they're sitting at the sixth seed and they're like, ah, who cares, bad loss. No, they are scraping and clawing for their lives right now. You simply cannot lose to a 13-50 Spurs team with 40% of their offense out, starting Julian Champagne, Malachi Branham, not even the good Jones, the Trey Jones? Where is the pride at Golden State at the Chase Center? Where is it, Dub Nation? Where's the sense of urgency? The Warriors were down 19 at half. That's disgusting. The most impressive thing that happened at Chase Center was that we found ourselves a Steve Kerr doppelganger. That's the only thing that I was, like, impressed by. Gross. Steph, who was cooking for most of the year, he started to slow down after the All-Star break. Steve Kerr said exactly that. Listen, I'm not just talking about those woeful 4 points against the Bulls, 0-for-9 from three in the first half. In his last 10 games before his ankle injury, he was averaging 21-4-5 on just 33% from three and 37% from the field. People were trying to argue with me and saying he wasn't in a little mini slump, and now they got the stats for me? Now they got the stats? Ugh. Even his free throw percentage has fallen to 86% for the first time in a decade. Steph has been carrying the load for way too long. And now, after you carry around these extra large backpacks all day, it's easy to turn an ankle. And all of this obscures a larger issue. I don't think this is true, but I have to pose it. I have to pause it. It's a possibility. I'm not saying it's what's happening, okay? I don't want to get misquoted. Are we seeing the decline of one Stephen Wardell Curry? Is the babyface assassin turning into a babyface with an AARP card? Is he headed for a Dirk Nowitzki-like slide? Dirk Nowitzki averaged 22-6-6 in 2013-2014, and then just 5 years later, slid all the way down to 7-3-3, unable to keep the sinking Mavs Titanic afloat. Dallas went from 49 wins to 33 wins during that time. Good thing, though, because they did get Luka. So maybe that's what the Golden State's hoping for. Last season, they were 13-12 without Steph. 8-10 the season before. 2-6 the pandemic year. That is not true. Not to mention not to be confused with the pandemic year, even though it's very confusing, the bubble year where we got COVID, where Steph was out most of the year with a hand injury and they didn't even make the fucking bubble, and then they ended up getting James Wiseman. It's a statement of fact. This is just not a very good team without Steph. 0-4 this year without him. 23-32 the last 3 years, 4 years without him. And just 27-24 with Steph in their last 51 games. Fam, it's not good for our Dubs. Steph has 2 years left on his contract. Steve Kerr has 2 years left on his contract. You guys better get it together. Next year is where the rubber meets the road. While I love cum buckets and AirPods, I do love both those things independently of those being basketball analogies. We got a glimpse of what this team looks like without Steph opening up the offense. And it's average with him. I'm sorry, that was nasty. As one Warriors fan tweeted, the Warriors always seem to remind you that no matter how many good players they have, those players are good largely because they share the floor with Steph Curry. So what do you even have? What you have is a bunch of, like, asparagus and mac and cheese and, I don't know, Brussels sprouts. Without the steak, you ain't got shit, right? The Dubs are staring at not one but two road games in the play-in just to make the playoffs. And the road goes through, it's not good, Dallas, Phoenix, and the Lakers. As a team $500 million into the luxury tax and who make huge bank on home games, it's getting scary hours in the Bay. Tough sledding for a team that's now going to try and bring Steph back from injury and back into the flow by game time the play-in begins. Don't remember, though, folks, that's what happened last year. Remember, Steph came back from ankle injury last year, and guess what happens? They did win the first round. They lost to the Lakers. Anyway, more information to come on that. I am sure we will update you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Next up, sad news out of Indiana, unless you're a Toronto Raptors fan. Benedict Mathurin, two N's, some people call him Maturin, is going to be Maturin in street clothes. He is out for the season with a torn labrum and is undergoing shoulder surgery. Torn labrums are so fucked up to come back from. That is a huge loss for an Indiana Pacers team who is a shocking 35-29. There are teams that are your favorite teams that don't have a record as good as that. And they have pushed their chips into the middle with a huge Pascal Siakam trade at the deadline. Mathurin started to play a lot better, hit his stride as of late, 18-5-3 on 43% from deep, nearly two steals and blocks per game in the last 2 weeks. He had a game like 35 the other day. His defense is what found him on the bench earlier this year, but it has definitely come around. When he was at Arizona, he was an absolute monster on-ball defense. His defensive rating on a team that actually has really, really bad defensive rating, by the way, like Pacers are one of the worst. Defensive rating, 121.7 per game. The worst on the Pacers and one of the worst of the league. Say it ain't so, Ben. Say it ain't so. I know you're better than this. You're not Trae Young. His minutes will probably now go to Aaron Nesmith, who has been actually pretty good too. 35-plus minutes per game. Ben Shepherd, the guy who runs like he's swimming in water, standing up, like doing water aerobics. He should see a huge uptick in playing time as well. News could not come at a time that's worse for the Pacers as they sit a half game out of the sixth spot behind both the Sixers and the surging Heat. Mathurin was a key cog in this offense. He has led the team in scoring 9 times this year, despite being a third option, so he will be missed. We will see how the Pacers respond, and we will see what pick goes to the Toronto Raptors. All right, moving on. Lost in the flurry of mid-trades at the trade deadline was a silent swap. A team that people are very focused on. Trading with a team that no one is focused on. The Boston Celtics and my Portland Trail Blazers. It was so under the radar, I didn't even know how the man got on the roster. Honestly, I had to do some like forensic accounting to find out at what point did he get here. Like, it was a trade that just no one, I don't even think Sean reported it, honestly, if I had to guess. That's how like little anyone thought about it. And it is now giving us some impact. I thought that this trade was tied into the Jrue Holiday trade for Malcolm Brogdon and Rob Williams. No, this was at the deadline, baby. The Celtics traded Delano Banton, half Jamaican, half Canadian player, to the Blazers at the deadline for a very heavily protected second round pick. Like, how heavily? Like, probably never going to convey heavily. Now, most people don't really understand how the pick protections work because in some cases, the pick never even conveys. In this case, the pick is a 2027 top 55 protected pick. Do you know how many? Okay, top 55 protected second round pick. That would mean the Blazers would have to be like the fifth best team in the league by 2027. God help us. I would love it if this pick conveys. I'll just say that. If this pick conveys, things are all right on track. Which means that the Blazers got Delano Banton, probably a man you've never heard of, for free. In fact, actually, they got paid to take them. More to that in a second. Banton came up with Toronto. I watched that boy play a few times, showed a ton of flashes. Nick Nurse wasn't giving that man any playing time. Remember, he plays like 5.5 players in 40 minutes. Like, his rotations are basically Doc Rivers, right? Young players, you ain't getting any time. He was the first Canadian player drafted by the franchise who could never crack the lineup. So the Celtics landed him on a 2-year, $4.2 million deal this summer before the Jrue Holiday trade kind of made him, I guess, superfluous. He's a lot bigger than Jrue. He plays a different position. Once again, though, Banton had the bad luck of playing on a team where he could not crack the rotation. The Celtics, they don't have $4.2 million to spend. They don't have $2 to spend. They got to pay Jrue Holiday. And they said, you know what, Banton, dipset to you. And just like that, the Blazers got a 6'9 point guard, combo guard, we'll call him, who can hit the three pretty seamlessly off the dribble, pull-ups, and play defense. He is 6'9". Nice. That's the kind of 6'9 we're talking about. A guard with handles can shoot 40% from three. 7-foot wingspan. We know. It's like Joe Cronin got a type. Like, he likes those long winged boys. Ooh, he likes wingspan. Me too, Joe. Me too. I can't get enough. What a theft. So if you're wondering, like, Trista, why are you bringing this shit up? Like, none of this matters. He doesn't matter. Your team doesn't matter. Like, do you have nothing else to talk about? I just have to say, he's balling. Since he got to Portland, he's put up 14-5-3 on 37% from three. But recently, because Jeremy Grant has been dealing with some injuries, they played him together in the game against OKC that Portland was competing in pretty much the entire game. Anyway, he's been balling out. In his last four games, he's averaging 22.7 rebounds, 5 assists, 40% from three, nearly 2 offensive boards per game. Brad Stevens must feel indebted to Joe Cronin for choosing him in the Jrue Holiday sweepstakes instead of Miami or Los Angeles, because there's no other reason that makes sense for them to just hand over Delano Banton for nothing. Well, actually, like I said, not even for nothing. The Blazers also got $3 million in cash. Like, hey, let me sign this over to you. From the Celtics in the trade. I'll take that. Like, you're just going to give me a player, 6'9 guard, shooting 40% from three, and $3 million in a pick that, let's be honest, will never convey to you? Wow. Well, the cap hit, if they would have kept them, would have been as high as 4-1 on Banton's $2.2 million contract. So they're like, we're not paying him $8 million. You can have him for, we'll give you three. And Portland also inherited that $2.2 million team option on Banton next year. So, fam, we're keeping him. He's ours now. He's only 24. This is a young rebuilding team. Don't let us fuck around and get good. Don't let us fuck around and get good. You can have that 2027 top 55 protected pick. Joe Cronin quietly having himself quite an interesting career there in Portland. That's all the time that we have for this episode of the Heat Check. Come back Tuesday for the Rookie Report and check out the feed for past episodes and mini episodes, which drop unexpectedly like a text from someone you have no interest in communicating with ever again. Say sorry, buddy. Go follow the Heat Check if you want to hear Trista's voice. Don't forget to follow the Heat Check as we head down the stretch of the season into the play-in tournament, into the playoffs. That means download. That means subscribe and tell your friends, all of them. Even that little skunt sitting next to you on a cross-country flight who scowls at you immediately and then never gets that skunty look off her face for 6 hours. Tell her, yo, I didn't do anything to you. You better put on a nice face because I'm going to talk shit about you on the podcast. Change that attitude. 5 hours is a long-ass time, and I'm in a mood to take off my metaphorical earrings because I'm not wearing any. And don't forget to follow us at This Heat Check and at Trista Crick on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, and YouTube, because that's how we're rolling once again. We'll see you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.